Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrodsburg Church of Christ. I want to thank you for listening to our broadcast this morning. We hope that you'll tune in at 8 o'clock on Channel 6 on your public access TV to our new TV program, Searching the Scriptures. It runs from 8 to 8:30. We hope that you will listen and be involved in studying God's Word, and we hope that it will be a help to you. If you need any clarifications, if you would like a personal study, please don't hesitate to call us. We also have a website, churchofchristatharrodsburg.com. You will find many valuable resources that will aid you in your study of God's Word. We encourage you to check it out. At the end of this broadcast, you'll be given the meeting times of our services at the Harrodsburg Church of Christ. We encourage you to come to any or all of those services. You will always be warmly received. We are discussing why we do things the way that we do to better understand and explain why we do the things that we do. This morning we want to ask the question, why are we different from other churches of Christ? Not all churches of Christ are the same. We are different in belief. We don't all believe the same thing. We differ in teaching. We all don't teach the same thing. We differ in practice, since we all don't practice the same thing. At the center of these differences is respect, or the lack of it, for the biblical authority of God. Whether the difference is over the work of the church, the organization of the church, what is to be preached, the social gospel, church recreation, worship, or divorce and remorse, or any other issue, it is all centered on the subject of Bible authority. And we've looked at this in an earlier lesson. We need to be reminded of how we determine what authority is and how it's authorized, as we discussed in a previous lesson. When the issue of circumcision was raised in Acts 15, it was addressed by appealing to a command or a direct statement in verses 13 through 21. We also see an approved example in verse 12. And then we see a necessary inference given in verses 7 through 11. These principles are seen in the Lord's Supper. We observe the Lord's Supper because it's a command or a direct statement in 1 Corinthians 11:23-24. We partake of it on the first day of the week and only on that day because of the approved example of the disciples in Troas in Acts 20 and verse 7. And we serve it every Sunday because every week has a first day by necessary implication by the teaching in Acts 20 and verse 7. Thus, when we say something is not authorized, we mean that there is no command, no example, and no necessary inference. There was early division in the 1800s. The church divided in 1849 over the issue of the Missionary Society, which is a separate organization between the church and the work of preaching the gospel. 10 years later, in 1859, the issue of instrumental music arose, and the introduction of the Melonian into the worship in Midway, Kentucky, caused a division. The real issue was over a Bible authority. The division resulted in the formation of Christian churches and the Disciples of Christ that still exist to this day. A later division came around the 50s and 60s. From around 1900 to 1930, many orphan homes were being formed. The Tennessee Orphans Home in Spring Hill, Tennessee, was formed in 1909. Potter's Orphans Home in Bowling Green, Kentucky, was formed in 1914, and the Boyles Home in Quinlan, Texas, was formed in 1927, and the Timpton Home in Timpton, Oklahoma, was formed in 1928. In the 30s, there was a greater push for putting these orphans' homes into the church budget. Some who opposed the institution later endorsed them. In 1940s, there was a renewed interest when men like M.B. Hardiman, pushing for putting the college in the church budget, shifted the issue from the college to the orphan home, saying that they stand or fall together. We would agree. By the 1950s, churches supported orphan homes were well underway. Many debates were conducted over the issue, and by the 1960s, the division was very clear. The real issue was not the orphan home, not the colleges. The real issue was Bible authority. Where was it? Did we have it or did we not have it? As a result of this division, we now have institutional churches of Christ those that support human institutions, and non-institutional churches of Christ, those that oppose the support of human institutions from the church treasury. But again, the real problem was the different approaches to Bible authority. One side had a liberal approach to the work of the church and its authority. The other side had a more conservative approach to that, those same things. As a result, symptoms of that problem surfaced. Those symptoms included college in the church budget, orphan homes in the church budget, sponsoring church arrangement, and church recreation and fellowship halls that we dealt with a few weeks ago. So why are churches of Christ different? Even in this community, there are two churches of Christ, not very far from one another, but we are not the same. Why is that so? Well, there is no authority for church support of human institutions. Why is a benevolent society, or what is a benevolent society or an orphan home? The orphan home was a separate organization between the church and the work of benevolence. The orphans being cared for and the place where they stayed is not the orphan's home. The orphan's home were the corporations, with the board of directors between the church and the work being done. Churches send money to the orphan home, which in turn arranges, oversees, finances, and provides the care of the orphans. Again, we're not in the orphanage business. What was the real issue? The issue over the orphan home was not whether orphans and others need and should be helped. Of course they should. It is not an issue of how the work was to be done, modes and means and method. It is not a question of a place being maintained. Neither was it an issue of whether someone would let an orphan starve at some charge falsely. The issue was whether or not it is scriptural. It is authorized by God to have a separate organization, separate and apart from the church, to do the work that God did not give the church to do, but gave the individual to do. The church can do its own work. The local church can do all the work and take care of those in need without any organization between the church and the work being done. Please consider the teaching of the Grecian widows in Acts 6, 1-6. The need of widows who needed to be taken care of by the local church at their expense. The congregation selected 7 men to oversee the work in verse 3. There was no organization set up which they sent money to. This was a simple case of the local church doing its own work. Paul wrote, "If any believing man or woman has widows, let them relieve them, and do not let the church be burdened, that the church might not be charged, to relieve those who are really widows indeed." 1 Timothy 5:16. Just as the individual can relieve his own widows without forming a separate organization, likewise the church can relieve those who are widows indeed without creating a widow's home. The church can take care of its own needy without arranging and overseeing and providing for their needs in a separate institution. There is no command, there is no approved example or necessary inference to authorize the church to send money to a human institution to care for the needy. If there is a passage, we ask our brethren who are in these churches to give us the passage. There is no authority for sponsoring churches. What is a sponsoring church? A sponsoring church is a church that takes on the work larger than its own and larger than it can afford, such as a large project of preaching the gospel with several other churches to send money to this sponsoring church so they can do this big, glamorous work. The Herald of Truth radio and television program was such a program. One of the most notable examples of the sponsoring church is the Herald of Truth radio and television program that started in 1947. 4 years later, in 1951, the 5th and Highland Street Church in Abilene, Texas, assumed the responsibility of this work. Thus, the 5th and Highland was the sponsoring church that put the radio on the TV program, which featured Bastille Barrett Baxter as the speaker. Again, we ask, where is the biblical authority? What was the issue? The issue was not a question of preaching the gospel. Of course, we're to do that. All agree that it should be done. It was not a question whether we can use radio or TV. We're doing that here, and in a few minutes, we'll be on TV at 8 o'clock on Channel 6. So that's not the issue. It was not a question of being a good being done, whether it was the churches or even if churches could cooperate. It was not the matter of methods. The question was, can Church A send money to Church B to preach the gospel? It was an issue of whether multiple churches could work through one eldership. And the answer to that, there is no biblical authority. We must respect God's pattern, and it must be followed. God's pattern for evangelism is that the church could send a preacher out to preach the gospel. Acts 11:22, 13, and verse 1. The church could also send money to the preacher. Philippians 4:15. God's pattern is that one church can send money to another church in the work of benevolence in time of need. Acts 11:27-30. We cannot change God's pattern by taking his plan for benevolence and applying it to evangelism. To do so would be like taking the qualification for elders and applying them to deacons and vice versa. Elders' oversight is limited to the local church among them. Read 1 Peter 5:2 and Acts 20:28. There is no command, there is no example, there is no necessary inference to authorize one church to send money to another church to preach the gospel. Again, we ask our brethren who are doing so, produce the passage. There is no authority for the social gospel. What is the social gospel? The movement involves a great shift from the spiritual to the social. It is an effort to put the church in the business of improving social circumstances of man. This would include the church being involved in supporting colleges, operating daycare centers, sponsoring ball teams, having church kitchens and fellowship halls. Many churches have used gimmicks, everything from dinners to ice cream suppers to grease pig chases, to attract larger numbers in attendance. The church is not a social order. We discussed this previously. The kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Romans 14:13-17. Jesus said his kingdom was not of this world. John 18:36. And we are a spiritual institution that gives up spiritual sacrifices. 1 Peter 2:5. The gospel is not a social gospel. When large numbers followed Jesus after feeding the 5,000, he rebuked them because he said they were following him for the loaves and the fishes instead of for the spiritual nature of what he was teaching. John 6:26-27. The gospel is a redemptive message that has the power of God to save for salvation. Romans 1:16-17. The issue is not eating in the church building. We've already discussed that at great length. The work of the local church, that is the issue. The work of the church assigned in the local church is evangelism, 1 Timothy 3:15, edification, Ephesians 4:16, and benevolence, 1 Timothy 5:16. If one suggests that we add the work of social and recreational matters or human institution, we ask, where is the Bible, where is the passage, where is the verse? There is no command, there is no necessary inference, and no example. Therefore, we reject it. The tolerant spirit is unscriptural. Churches must deal with following God's pattern. It's not a matter of what you like or what I like. It's not a matter of what we think is best. It is a matter of following God's word. You may see the name Church of Christ on the building, but that does not tell the whole story. Do they follow God's pattern in worship, in organization, in the work that they do, and in how they use the Lord's treasury? If they do not, then they are not one of the Lord's churches. That is why all churches of Christ are different. Thank you for listening. Remember, our TV program begins at 8 o'clock on